3, 2, 1. Remember when only a few years ago there was a raging debate about the use of pocket calculators in math classes? After all, you could get an answer without really understanding the underlying logic. Now, database searches allow students to directly access information without having to work through the primary steps in reasoning. In the movie Jurassic Park, Dr. Malcolm makes a point of the scientist at the park manipulating genetics without understanding the underlying implications. And so we come to artificial intelligence, not robots taking over the world, but AI in the realm of creativity. Recently, an academic article, totally produced by artificial intelligence, was accepted for publication. The writers, if we can still use the term, simply gave a computer program a few words and a series of commands. The machine did the rest, and the experts who reviewed the article assumed it was written by a human. So, if I want my students to write a paper, how much help from the computer can they get before the paper is no longer theirs? If they use a spelling and grammar checker, can the students actually be said to have edited and corrected any mistakes? Actually, these ethical issues are nothing new. If you have a professional-level camera that can take into account all of the elements in a photograph, focus, contrast, composition, when you press the button, have you taken the photograph or has the camera? With some fairly inexpensive software and a few simple instructions, anyone can create works of art, songs or poems that are indistinguishable from those created by, well, I was going to say created by humans. So if I use any of those technologies, have I really created anything at all? Or has the software created it? No, I'm not afraid of computers taking over the world. I worry if we'll be able to tell the difference. I'm Larry Burris.